USA News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden getting ready to visit the southern border. White House correspondent Ali Raffa explains what's at stake.
This trip will have the potential to possibly plant the seeds for change, especially as he enters these last 2 years of his first term in office.
Biden's visit to El Paso comes just after the city declared a state of emergency amid an ongoing migrant surge. The Supreme Court ruled to extend Title 42. The public health policy has been used during the COVID-19 pandemic to expedite deportations. The House of Representatives finally has a new speaker.
And that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you're about to enter. So help you God.
Yes, I do.
Congratulations and Godspeed.
California Republican Kevin McCarthy was elected Speaker of the House on a historic 15th ballot after making concessions to a small group of conservative holdouts. The final vote was 216 for McCarthy, 212 for Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries. New documents reveal that the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students had applied for an internship at a local police department. Brian Koberger had submitted his application to the department in Pullman, Washington during the fall semester when he took his first classes at Washington State University, where he was pursuing a degree in criminology. Pullman is just a few miles away from the crime scene in Moscow, Idaho. Thank goodness Queen Elizabeth isn't alive to see this.
The British royal family has gone silent after excerpts from Prince Harry's book have leaked. The memoir written by the estranged prince alleges that Prince William got into a physical altercation with Harry about his relationship with actress Meghan Markle. His father, King Charles, begged his sons to not make my final years a misery.
That's Corey Myers. This is USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, GLUCO, down.
The former mayor of Long Beach, California, is officially the first openly LGBTQ immigrant to serve in Congress. Robert Garcia was sworn into the House of Representatives this morning, 4 days later than scheduled, because GOP leader Kevin McCarthy of Bakersfield was unable to get the necessary number of votes needed until the 15th ballot, which happened earlier today. House rules prohibit the swearing in of members until the speaker is officially elected. Rapper French Montana is speaking out after a shooting left 10 people injured near where he was making a video in Florida. The rapper said he was in the wrong place at the wrong time when the incident occurred outside of Miami and that his thoughts and prayers were with the victims and their families. Roku is stepping into the field of producing TVs.
The company is rolling out its first line of exclusive Roku-branded smart TVs. They're set to hit the shelves in the spring of this year. The Roku Select and Roku Plus series TVs will be available in 11 models from 24 to 75-inch screen sizes. Prices will range from $119 up to $1,000. The announcement comes only a few months after Roku entered the smart home category by selling relabeled Wyze products under its own brand. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Al Roker is back on the Today Show. The legendary weatherman returned after being hospitalized twice in recent months. In November, Roker revealed that he had been admitted to the hospital due to blood clots in his lungs and legs. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. 2 chicken burritos, 2 bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.